We have another live show for you guys. We're coming back to New York City because I'm back in town. We put something together for May 15th. We're back at Sesh Comedy. Show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7 p.m.
I'm so excited. We loved Sesh when we were there the last time. I'm pumped to be able to do another show back in New York so soon. So Wednesday, May 15th.
For tickets, head to our website at findingmrheight.com/live. That's findingmrheight.com/live. You can get your tickets right there.
That ticket link will be up as you are hearing this announcement.
And the venue is BYOB. So if you want a drink, bring a drink. If you like a Diet Coke, bring a Diet Coke. And we're going to hang out afterwards. We can say hello to everybody. Hope to see you all there.
See you there.
Male laziness is underrated. You know, the apps play to male laziness. People are like, well, why does he keep talking and talking and he doesn't make a plan? Lazy. The apps play to laziness. Like, and sometimes all someone's on the app for, male, female, whatever you identify as, sometimes you're only on the app to get the dopamine rush from a match. Like, there are people just fooling around playing the game. They're at the casino. I get that. So the idea of, like, why didn't they go on the second date? Like, you have no idea what's going on across the table. It's not worth your time to figure out. You had a good time. You'd like to go out again. They don't want to. Okay, you'll have a good time with someone else. It's not, you didn't lose anything. You didn't have it to lose.
Hello, and welcome to Finding Mr. Height, the podcast. I'm Allie, back with my co-host, Erica. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Happy to see you again. I am fresh off a fun little bachelorette weekend.
It looked very fun. Also, you're wearing the merch, and the shirts were very cute. I was oohing and aahing over them in your story.
It was a genuinely very, very nice surprise. Also, because I need to give a shout out. All right, if you're going to get t-shirts, splurge the $5 extra for the Bella and Canvas shirts. They're so soft, dude.
Yeah, I also just liked the design. Like, it was, they weren't like a lot of bachelorette merch, especially if you have like matching t-shirts, it's like, can be kind of cheesy. These were like very like vintagey, super cute.
Yeah, you would never guess it's a bachelorette shirt. It's also very, very much the vibe of the bride. So we were like Adirondack weekend.
Love it.
Pretty chill bachelorette.
That's awesome. Did you do any swiping while you were out in the sticks?
You know what I did? I got like a notification from Bumble that was like, there's, you know, whatever number of people that want to meet you.
Three, four, so, how many?
Right. So I opened it and I was like, let me see how long I can swipe for, because everybody, you know, that messages us on the pod is like, I live in a small town. You run out quick. So I didn't touch any filters, swiped for probably 5 seconds. And then I was done. I looked, my mile radius was also 5 miles.
That was my next question, was what you were here, right? The very different mile radius requirements elsewhere.
We're 5 miles to the closest grocery store, you know, different vibe. So no, I didn't really, but I did change my Hinge location to New York.
Okay.
And remember when I moved it to LA, I got basically nothing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 20 people. I checked it right before this. I have over 100 likes.
Oh my God. You're the talk of the town.
No, this is not a brag. This is just like, oh my God, like LA can smell the New York on me, I think.
Like, I mean, honestly, possibly.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just more New York's vibe.
That's literally why I live here.
I do have a little update on the accountant for everybody, which I know you already know, but for the listeners. So my assumption was correct. He is currently seeing somebody. He messaged me back pretty much 2 weeks later, which there should be a universal rule where it's like, if you don't respond to a text in a certain amount of time, that is also, the answer is going to be a rejection of sorts.
Right. He's not trying to like creep back in. Like, he's just basically texting you to say, we're not going to text anymore.
Yeah. The opening line was, hey, sorry, I'm not trying to be rude. And then, you know, I'm not going to read it word for it, but basically, I started seeing somebody, you know, best of luck, like in Cali, blah, blah, blah. And it was just so late that I was like,
why?
I think it's that thing, it like weighs on you a little. Or obviously we don't know, right? And is it even worth speculating about? I don't know, but we have a podcast about it, so let's do it.
What else are we going to do with our time?
We're
you holding know what microphones.
I think, right? Like, okay, here's one theory I think. Okay? If it was me, what would make me hesitate to respond? I think what would make me hesitate is if I'd been on like 3-4 dates with someone.
Yep.
There's been no conversation of exclusivity, but I'm really feeling them.
Right. Like it's headed there, I think, but I don't want to rule out. It's almost like I don't want to rule out the person that's reached out to me by saying, no, I'm seeing someone, but then also don't want to like schedule a date and then have to cancel if it does go in that direction.
Right. And then say, oh, I'm actually seeing someone.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And now the timeline feels like it was 3 days that like I missed a 3-day window.
Right.
But I think that was it where if it was me, I'd be sitting there like, I'm seeing someone, but I don't know where it's going.
Yeah.
And especially having like mutual friend, kind of friend. We'll just call it a mutual friend situation.
Yeah. I mean, it's a setup.
A setup, right? A setup situation makes you be like, okay, there's someone that, somewhat holding me accountable that then I don't want now two women upset with me. Like, why'd you make plans with my friend and then bail if you were already seeing someone? Like, I think that would be more the male fear. And I'm actually a little bummed for our guest today. This didn't happen with him, like before recording with Jared.
Like, we didn't know about this. God, that would have been good because we recorded for, spoiler alert, we already recorded with Jared. You're right. That would have been, oh yeah, we could have gotten his way in.
That would have been a perfect little.
Should we call him right now and be like, listen.
Hi, just need you real quick for the pod. For my problem that's not really a problem, but it's content. So hello. But like, that's all I could think of was just, you know, you don't want to set up a date and then have to cancel. That feels worse than just saying, I'm involved with somebody. I'm going to see where it goes. Great.
Yeah. The other option, again, because we're speculating, I feel like the other option is that he already was seeing that person, got your text and was like, ooh, I have to respond. Like, this is like a bigger thing to respond to. Mm-hmm. And then fucking forgot.
Yeah,
could've. And then realize later. It could have been either one. Either way, I don't think he needed to reply that late at that point. But like that's happened to me. Mostly though, because I've gone, this is not what happened because you guys wouldn't have been talking about something else. Mostly though, because I've gone to like text the person about something totally different and then been like, oh shit. Not in like a dating context usually.
Yeah. So, oh well, what are you going to do?
Throw it to the birds, man. Throw it to the birds.
But I guess here's the question, right? I think a lot of people, again, this is super speculation. Don't think I actually believe this is going to happen. All right. We're just talking a little hypothetical right now. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So say this happens to you with somebody. They say, actually, I've started seeing someone. Say that doesn't work out. They come back. How do you feel about going out with them after what happens? I think some people would take it as you chose this other person over me. But for me, I'm like, we didn't even go out.
That I think is the key. I think my opinion on it depends on how far me and the other person had gotten. Like if we've been on multiple dates and then they pick somebody else to start seeing exclusively, that feels like a very significant, like you picked them.
Yeah.
But like, he doesn't know you. Like you hadn't met, like he didn't pick her over you. He picked her over like a nothing you haven't met yet.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely don't see it that way. But I will say, I go on one date with you. You pick someone else. I don't care if you've been on 7. You come back. I'm like, nah, man. Like,
that's harder.
I'm not. You met me. And in that scenario, it feels like I'm clearly a rebound second choice situation. Yeah,
like, let me like throw my net back out there to see what's easiest to pull in.
Like, I'm for sure your first text. I am the last girl you went out with before committing to the other one. So.
Right.
I'm just first in the Rolodex. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I clearly wasn't chosen.
If we've met, it's much harder to come back from.
Yeah, no. If we met, I'd say no. I'd be like, nope, wasn't meant to be. Goodbye.
I hear you.
Anyway, many hypotheticals, but let us know. Let us know what you think. Or if you have any more of these, maybe we'll do another hypothetical episode.
Oh, yeah. People liked it. I had fun.
I liked it. I think it's fun to think about.
It is fun.
So I have two more little updates, but I wasn't sure if you had anything dating related this week.
I have a couple things going on. Nothing major. I have a date in the works that I'm excited about from Bumble. But when he texted me, he said, "Hey, Allie, it's blank from Hinge."
Oh, that's a fun little slip up.
It was funny. And so I wrote back and I was like, "I don't know a blank from Hinge, but I do know one from Bumble."
You called him out.
Of course I did. We also have like, this goes along with your thing about like good. I also happen to think he's very cute, but like good personality, good banter. We had like immediately good banter in messages. So I also felt comfortable like ribbing him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like I knew that he would know that I wasn't actually like mad.
Right.
Like, how dare you not remember what app we met on? Like, I don't care. We're all of them.
Also, if they got offended, you could immediately say, "I'm also on Hinge, dude."
Like, right. Yeah. Like it could very easily been there.
I had to check my Bumble to double check you were from there before I even made fun of you.
I'm pretty sure I met this dude on Bumble. And so I did exactly that. I opened Bumble to be like, "Yep, there he is." Back to my little text.
Oh my God. There you go. I thought you were going to say he went to text you and was like, and the conversation popped up that you were supposed to go out before. Like you already had your number.
No,
and I was like, I've had that happen.
I have had that happen, but no, not this guy. Again, great banter going on, but like a good amount where I feel like we'll have like some back and forths, but then be silent. Like it's not constant, which I like, but we kind of like have been checking in. Oh, he was joking about borrowing my car because I mentioned that I had a car and he was like, "Oh, like, you know, you're gonna let me borrow it sometime." And then I said, "I think we probably have to meet in person before I decide that."
Perfect.
And so, yeah. So then he was like, totally valid. Like, when are you free this week? And so I'm only free Thursday this week. So I said Thursday. And then he said that could work. And then he said something about like, where will you be on Thursday? Like, you know, in the office or at home, whatever. And then he said, "Okay, cool. I'll keep that in mind." So I'm like, are we going out? Or are you just keeping it in mind?
He said yes to Thursday.
No, he didn't say yes to Thursday. I said, "I'm free Thursday." Oh. And then he asked where I'll be that day and then said he would keep that in mind.
See, that makes sense if he goes, "I'm also free," and he just doesn't want the full plan yet. Like, I got to look up some spots.
He never said that part. So I wrote back and I said, I was like a little bit unclear, right? About like whether we were going out on Thursday or whether he was like going to let me know.
Yeah.
So I just wrote back and I said, like, it was like, "Sounds good. I'm more of a planner." Like I said, I'm a little bit of a planner. So like, let me know. I said, "Let me know when that could turns to like does or whatever, like that could work turns to like that does work."
Yeah. Let me know when it's confirmed.
Exactly. Like, let me know it's confirmed. Cause basically in not so many words, I'm not going to put this in my calendar as an event that I am going to until it is confirmed happening. Like, right. I'm not holding this night, you know? So he said, "Sounds good." And then today I really appreciated this. I'm going to read it directly because I appreciated it so much. So he said, he texted me today. This was yesterday, by the way, that we had this Thursday conversation. "Text me today, asked how my day was, blah, blah, blah." And then he said, "Also, this week is going to continue to suck for me time-wise, I think. Are you free next week? Tuesday, Wednesday, other?"
Okay. And all right. But a more solid plan.
Okay, great. A more solid plan. I was like, I really appreciate that. You took my feedback that I am more of a planner. You realized you were not going to be able to plan something this week. And rather than like disappoint me later, you were like, "This week is not going to work. What day works next week?" And so we are going out next Tuesday.
Okay, great. Love it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you before you filled me in that you followed up. Let's say you left it at, he said, "I'll keep that in mind." And you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Do you give yourself like a cutoff time if you haven't heard from them that you go, "There's no date happening. If I hear at this time, I'm not going"?
No. Well, okay. The cutoff time is I'm not going to go out of my way to make it work. So like,
yeah, I agree. Like that's what I do in those scenarios. I'm like, Now I feel like you're not excited. I'll let this marinate for a bit.
Yeah, like I don't have a cutoff time of like, I know that some people are like, oh, if I don't hear the day before, it's not confirmed, or if I don't, whatever. Let's say that I had never heard and I also never made plans for Thursday, not because I'm holding it for him, but just because like nothing else came up and I was still free and he let me know with enough advance notice to like get ready and go to the date, I'd probably still go.
So would you say like that morning, the day of?
Probably, because that's probably my cutoff for like mentally preparing to like do something after work. It requires doing something after work, especially if I have to go somewhere, which normally I do. It requires like building in time throughout the day to get ready to do that.
No. I totally agree. I'm all for a cutoff. I think I'm probably a little more harsh than you are with the cutoff.
Yeah, probably.
To be honest, I'm a little surprised. I thought you were going to say you usually will just cave and send a text the day before. I thought that's what your answer was going to be.
Oh, no.
No. I like that.
But I also wouldn't have let it marinate. Like, I did say to him,
But that's what I mean. If you let it marinate of that comment where you went, huh, I'm not sure. Let me just let it sit. You hear nothing. I feel like your personality is more, you're more likely to just reach out the night before. Like, are we on for tomorrow? What's the plan? Which I'm not against. I am not against. I just was curious, like, how would you have handled the situation if you didn't do a follow-up?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I would have followed up the night before. If I decided that I wasn't going to follow up already, like, either I'm going to get clarification immediately. I don't like to be confused. So, just as a human.
I mean,
so,
fair.
Like, if I'm confused, I'm going to clarify. So, like, yeah. But probably, I probably don't follow up the night before in that scenario, but I don't think that scenario would happen because I probably would have just did what I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is something I think in general with my dating, I've like changed when I look at younger Erica versus now. The me now is more like, I'm going to let you come to me a little bit.
Because, yeah, very fair.
And it comes from the past where I really honestly didn't notice. I personally was like being the one pushing everything forward, especially with the plans. Like, I was like, I'm a feminist. Who fucking cares? I'll ask him out. I'll make the date plan. Who cares? Right? But I don't think it's anti-feminism to not be the one doing those moves either. But
no,
I just was like,
so.
Whatever. Like, it's 2020. Like, men love this. And I'm not saying they love it or hate it. It's just like, that's something I personally have kind of just changed.
Yeah.
And I think it's just from my own, like, I don't want to call it trauma, but just my own patterns I've noticed with the men I've dated where I was like, Erica, early on, it was you. Like, it was consistently you for like
and then
day one, day two,
that just continued.
Day three, right? So I was like, it's made me be, I guess, more passive. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. I think it's a really good call or like approach to think about what have your patterns been and how have those outcomes made you feel and then like try something different in order to feel better about it. And end up in better situations for yourself.
I'm sure I'll break this rule
we're all going
to
break
go back to an old pattern every once in a while. You know what I mean? But
no, but that really resonates with me, the like patterns thing, because actually I think that getting clarification is me doing what you're doing, but to fix some of my old patterns, because what I used to do is remain confused, but then be mad about it.
How dare you leave me confused? And it's like, did you ask a follow up? And you're like, no.
No. So like I used to just like, I guess do the opposite of being like too passive for my own personality and then end up in this like gray area that I don't fucking like and makes me anxious. And then be like annoyed that he was making me anxious. And I'm like, you could have asked a clarifying question that would have either like ruled this man in or out. Like, if he's going to continue to be confusing, you could move along.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to not do that.
Okay, this makes me think of the amount of times I put up with, like, vague answers.
Ugh.
But it always was when I was dating someone. So, you know, love is a bit of a drug, right? Your brain is just in emotional mode, so you're excusing this behavior. And, like, you ask your friends, like, and what did he say to that answer? And you're like, I don't really know because it was confusing.
Like, what do you think he said? Let me repeat the conversation verbatim and you tell me what you think he said.
Right? Like, where you're like let's say an exclusivity convo.
Oh, God.
You bring it up and they give you some roundabout vague thing, which it's like, it's anything, like I've had to say to myself, it's like if a it's yes or yes no, or no Eric answer, then you should just get a yes or no. You should not take a roundabout thing and go, okay. And in the moment go, yeah, I get it. And in your head, you're like, that makes no fucking sense.
I don't get it at all. Yeah. The number of times, not that many, but more than once that I have had to have a follow-up conversation where I'm like, so are you my boyfriend? Both times, it's two that I can think of. Both times the guy was like, yeah. Like, you didn't get that from our conversation. I'm like, no, and I should have asked for clarity at the time. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, but honestly, that's why I don't hate. I think Matchmaker Rhea will be like, girls will be like, I'm not sure if he's my boyfriend. She goes, just ask, are you my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Because there's no, what is the roundabout answer to that? You are or you aren't?
Be like, I'd like to call you my boyfriend. Is that something you're comfortable with?
Right? It's when I do those like Sunday questions, I remember I got one once that was like, he says he's not my boyfriend yet, but he wants to like date me until, you know, whatever thing.
Yeah.
Let's say like finals or something like that.
What?
And I just replied back to her, imagine explaining to your friends, this is Jake. He's not my boyfriend, but we are going to see each other until finals and then discuss it later. like explain out loud certain things and just you'll hear how ridiculous it sounds that you're like, oh, I'm being scammed. Let's put it that way. I'm being scammed.
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
I used to like, and I think it's because I was telling myself that I could be what I thought at the time was like the cool girl. Now I'm just like, you know what? The cool girl just knows who she is. Cool girl is just being your fucking self. But I thought that myself, who needs more clarity and like more black and white, I thought that that was like not what guys wanted. And so I would just like let myself live in this ambiguity and confusion that I then got mad at them for in my own head because I would never say it out loud.
So my extremes were like cool girl, right? And then confrontational Erica. So, and I don't think either of those are correct, right? This is what I've learned.
And the guy's like, this is an about face.
Where like my two speeds were cool girl or literally saying, it's a yes or no question. Just say yes or no.
I'm gonna murder you.
Pick one. There's no gray. It's yes or no. And that terrifies people. So I've learned to just be like, accept that it's gray, right? Don't push for a yes or no because they're already trying to scam you. And then I just learned the trick to be confused and just keep asking them to explain.
Like ask for clarity. Yeah.
Yeah. But not in a confrontational way. And I just a confused little bird, you know? Just they go, does that make sense? You go, it doesn't. I don't really get what you're saying. That's all you have to say. And then they'll re-explain it in another scam. you just keep doing this loop. And then you just go, so you're not my boyfriend or whatever the thing is. Then you basically input the yes or the no based on what they say. But like confrontational Erica was just like, oh my God, it's a yes or no. Let's go. I don't have time for this.
Let's go. Well, I got another date in 3 minutes. So.
Yeah. Or the truth is those combos. I'm like, well, I know what I want the answer to be or what my answer would be if you asked me. Right. Oh, I got a great dodge one. I just remembered. Okay. I was like on the phone talking to, I believe it was Eggs Benedict at the time. Mm-hmm. And something came up around, we were already like not seeing other people exclusive.
Yeah.
And something came up, I think we're like 2 months. And something came up about like the boyfriend, girlfriend title. Mm-hmm. And this is how he dodged it. This was some slick shit where he just goes, do you think we're ready for that conversation?
Oh God. Obviously, because I have brought it up.
But I didn't bring it up super directly. And then his vagueness made me go back to chill girl mode where I was like, I guess we're not ready, but he made it a we. It tricked me. It fucking tricked me. It was like we, where I suddenly was like, are you ready, Erica? And not at all about like, this fucker's not ready and he's never going to say
ready.
Yes. He's not ready because he doesn't really like you. You know, like, but I remember like leaving that convo just like, what happened? That was like a Jedi mind trick that just hit me.
Yeah, are we ready? I've absolutely been there. I'm like, we're a we. And then you come out of the conversation. It's like, a we. He called us a we.
It's a we, right? You're like, I was flattered by the we, disappointed in the result, but a we.
He distracted me with the shiny Wii over here.
He jazz hands me. He fucking illusionist me. It's like, woo, look at the shiny thing
Wii
over here.
We're a Wii. We're not our boyfriend though.
Oh, fucking. I mean, my God, that relationship, I was just getting like little crumbs where I'd be like, oh, but then this is relatable. A meal. Okay.
Ooh.
The Wii.
Girl bitter. Tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
As a thing that somebody asks in a Bumble message, one of the very first things that they ask is, so what made you swipe right on me?
Hate it.
Okay, you agree. Great.
It's fishing for compliments.
Yep.
It's also not you getting to know me. It's me boosting your ego.
Right.
Why'd you swipe right on me? Because I found you attractive. Duh. That is the number one reason anybody swipes right.
I think you're cute and like you said some stuff maybe, or you didn't say anything bad is probably more accurate.
Yeah. Like, would you answer?
The bar's not that high. I didn't.
I would just flip it back to them. Why do you think I swiped right?
Oh, I like that. Awesome. Maybe I'll just follow up now. It's been a week. I'll just be like, well, I've what let you think about this.
Well, because then people are suddenly like, oh, well, I don't want to brag about myself. It's like, but you wanted me to brag for you and we've never met. And how many messages is this? Two messages in?
Barely.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure I could probably pull it up, but I'm pretty sure it was like, obviously I had to open the conversation. I asked him something. He replied. I said something. And then he hit me with that. It was like, we had discussed nothing.
No.
I didn't like it.
No, that's bad. That's worse than you trying to play the Bumble dumb little games they have in there.
Oh God. Yeah. I have my first of now three. I decided to up my in-person event quota for months to three per month. So I'm upping it to three. So yeah, we already have the run club, which is tomorrow with my friend from camp. And also, I don't think I told you this. So I went to dinner with her a few days ago with three of her friends. She met all of them at like adult friendship making type things, which I thought was very cool.
Oh, nice. Okay. Perfect thing also to invite you to.
Yes, exactly. So she met two of them on like a hiking excursion 2 years ago though, and they're still friends. So she like actually maintained these friendships. And then she met another one volunteering at a garden.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
So then the person that she met at the garden then came with her to this run club and met her now boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we have like good karma at the table too. Or not good karma. Jesus Christ. What is it called?
So there's a good track record.
Juju.
Yeah, there's good juju. Good juju. And then the funniest thing is, remember how I told you that this run club has walkers and runners?
Yeah.
So they actually have three speeds. They have three different routes you can take. So they all start at the same place and end at the same place because you get drinks after, like most run clubs do. And so you can like legit run. You can walk. And then there's like an in-between, like joggers.
Or like how I do a 5K, which is like, I run, I walk, I run, I walk.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So they've got three different routes of different lengths, right? So they all start in the same place. She's with my friend from camp. They're chatting. This guy comes over, his friends, whatever. They're all chatting. They start to run. She is an actual runner. So she's doing the whatever, long mm-hmm. route where you go fast. I sound like such a dumbass. She's doing the one where you go fast.
You go fast. The go fast one. Yes.
You go, girl, run fast. So she's doing this. He goes with her and she's like, oh, cool. Okay. They're like talking as they're running, whatever. And she's like, yeah. And he was like really quiet. And I'm like, all right, this guy's kind of like an introvert, whatever. On their third date, he revealed to her that he had not planned on running, but he wanted to keep talking to her.
Oh my God. I love that though.
Isn't that so cute? He had planned on walking and instead ended up running like 3 miles and he was like, I was just trying to survive.
Wow. Wow. See? Look at that. Don't accept the bare minimum. He should want to run 3 miles just to talk to you, girl.
Run 3 miles at the drop of a hat just to talk to you. But so I thought that was very funny. So there is good juju for this run club. So that's tomorrow. And then I'm going to a beach volleyball tournament on Saturday, not to play, but to spectate.
To scout. Hello.
To scout. Mm, so that's going to be my event number two, which it's mostly people that I don't know. So it's out on Long Island. And a couple of my friends are going, but I've never been to this tournament before. It's not one of the ones that I like usually go to. So mm-hmm. it's like a different volleyball crowd. Most people I don't know. Very fun atmospheres for charity. There's going to be a ton of people there and a lot of spectators. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And I don't have number three scheduled yet, but I feel like I already have, we're in the first week of September and I'm going to do two. So I feel like three feels very achievable.
I have faith. You can make it work.
Yeah.
So, cause I like your challenge that I was trying to, not being like, Allie, give me a fucking challenge, but I was trying to think of a challenge for myself.
I've literally been trying to think of challenges for you, but you're so good at pushing yourself out of your comfort zone on your own.
Oh,
it's very difficult to find something to challenge you to do.
See, but you're just thinking of it because I challenged you for an in-person thing.
I actually was wondering if I could challenge you about a dating app thing.
Right, no, I mean, but fair. I basically want to be like, look at my patterns. What do you feel like I should mix up from my patterns? You know?
This has been haunting me because I was nervous that you were going to bring it up because I've been struggling, but I do think something with dating apps makes sense because that's like the flip, right? Of where like,
yeah.
I need to flesh this out more because I'm thinking about this live now that I'm like thinking about it. It's like a dating app thing, but like maybe it's something to do with like, I don't know if it's the number of dates because it's not fully in your control, but like maybe as you, oh, you know what? You know how you were talking about the like personality swiping thing in LA and how that mm-hmm. was like broadening your scope a little bit?
Yes, which is, I said it on Patreon. So a quick explanation was, no, it's totally fine. I don't care that it's public. I have been pushing myself to like, I call it personality swiping, where I really try to just focus more on, and also it's the likes incoming. I did it on Hinge. So it's a little bit of mix of feminine energy / personality swiping. Where I say, really look through your likes. And if you are even somewhat close to the fence, even in the no category, just match with them. See what they bring to the combo. So that's what I mean by personality swiping is like, if this person messaged me immediately and said, let's go on a date, my instinct would be no. Mm-hmm. Like I need to see a little personality, right? So right. I am trying to go a little bit more on that of like, let me see where the combo goes because I think I've been burned too many times and I know I have preached this before myself where I say, just get to the date, like get to the date quickly. Like you're on the app to meet people. But I've just been burned too much of doing that and then going on an awful date.
A shitty date. Yeah.
That I'm like, I'm trying to find more of a balance. I just need a little bit of some good conversation or at least like.
Yeah. Or a conversation where you're like, I think you'll be fun to talk to.
Literally. That's it. Just do I like talking to you? I will go on the date and we will have an easy time having a conversation that I will not feel drained the way I have from kind of the blind swiping. So I'll put it that way. It's like blind swiping versus personality. I don't know.
Okay. So I want to develop a challenge where we get you on while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You're here for 2 months, right?
Two and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say two, but maybe three is achievable, but I'm going to say two.
Okay.
First dates where you have a good time. It doesn't necessarily mean that you like want to date them,
a second
right?
date. But leave saying I had a good time.
I had a good time. And I
it
think
feels like I leave every day being like terrible time, awful time.
But what you were just saying about your pattern is that more recently you had even that dude that you went out with, the lawyer, you were like confused about what kind of time you had.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know, where you legitimately are like I'm thinking about King of Queens is an example where you're like,
he's a great example.
I really enjoyed that date. Even if you weren't sure at the time with King of Queens that you wanted to date him and ultimately you decided you didn't, like you enjoyed that date. You enjoyed the hell out of that
yeah.
date.
He wasn't online, but yes, enjoyed his company.
Yes.
Yeah. But it is more of a challenge online, I would say. A little more of a challenge.
I think so.
So we're doing two the whole, there's just, in my 2.5 months, I need two dates that I go, I had a good time.
Well, I'm leaning toward three.
Or two a month.
Two a month is a lot.
Two a month, I think, is fair to start if I hit it quickly in September. I don't mind a challenge, dude. I'm competitive. So
okay.
I'm like,
all right, let's do it then.
Two a month, because then I go, if I go on one date a week, that's four a month. Half of them got to be
half of them have
base
to be good.
Level good.
Can you imagine if you are dating someone who has a dating podcast and you're like, let me tune in. And you tune in and she's like, I'm hoping that half of my dates are at least fine.
Yeah. I was part of her. I hope dates are good challenge.
I hope I have fun this month.
Good. All right. I don't mind it.
Okay. I like this.
I could do that.
Thank you for bringing it up because I had been stressing about it. And then, I like where we've landed.
Also, I'd open this up. I mean, I don't know if you want to open this up, but I would open it up to the listeners to throw in some suggestions if they'd like.
That is specifically for Erica. No, what I do want suggestions on, though, is ideas for my challenge. How's that? Not ideas of new challenges. But I am taking suggestions on, I would love, truly, types of things that are happening or like things that you've maybe been to in your city that were cool that I could look up in New York and see if they exist here because they probably do.
Yeah. No, okay. I like that. Yeah, an idea.
I'm open to that.
Idea of an in-person thing. All right. Well,
yes, I could not handle an open-ended suggestion form. But I can very specifically handle that.
All right. Too much of a challenge for Allie. Open-ended suggestion form. I mean, I'm having a fun time, but we already have an amazing episode with our guests for the second half of this. But real quick, I always forget this. I keep forgetting that I'm hosting a Croatia trip. I keep meaning to just mention it.
Yes.
But I'm very excited. I'm using the same company you use for Greece. Had a great experience. And I think there's only 8 spots left so far. So the trip is for sure happening. Yeah, we have enough people. It's for sure happening. The more the merrier if you would like to come. But yeah, I'm very excited. Just want to give a little plug.
I'm so excited for you. I'm so bummed I can't go that week of June that I shouldn't have been gone this year in the first place.
That's right.
It's like the worst week of the year for work. But I'm so pumped. Croatia is amazing. So I'm excited for you to experience it. And also for the listeners, the itinerary looks incredible. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And then you and I are already in the works for a mother-daughter trip. So if that's more your speed, be on the lookout for that.
My mom has been texting me almost every day about it.
Really?
She's excited. She's so excited. I sent her like the itinerary that we were thinking that we haven't announced yet. It'll come soon. But she's over the moon. She's super pumped to like travel with you and your mom and everybody and their moms. And she's already talking about her friends getting in. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for that too. So we'll be back together in a foreign land for the mother-daughter trip. But yeah, honestly, we had such a fun experience in Greece that I was like, why the hell not?
It was incredible. And everyone from Greece practically is coming to New York in a few weeks for a reunion.
Yeah, exactly. Also very exciting.
So like if you're on the fence about Erica's Croatia trip, know that like not only is the trip going to be amazing, but like the community of people that you meet is just exponentially even better than that. Like that lasts even longer than the trip itself. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited for you and for everyone that's going.
And I'm pumped.
So without further ado, we have an amazing interview with Jared Fried. I'm so excited. We had such a fun time talking to him.
He's always a great time. And if you have not watched his Netflix special yet, you absolutely must. It is hands down. And this is from a comedian. Okay. Hands down. One of the best specials I have seen in the past few years, not just this year. The past few years, truly.
That is high praise.
It's amazing.
And I agree with you, but I don't have a professional opinion on it. I loved it. And I've now even seen it twice because I had a friend over. We were looking for something to watch. And I was like, oh, have you seen Jared Fried's special? She was like, yeah, but you've seen it already. I'm like, I don't care. It was that good. We'll watch
it's
it again.
So good. Especially if you listen to this, so many things about dating relationships that were so on the money and also the perfect combo of honest, vulnerable, and funny.
That actually is what I appreciate the most about Jared, I think. And even in the interview that we did, it's like, he is obviously hysterical, but he also was incredibly real and vulnerable and like gives some very good advice. So I'm excited for everyone to hear it.
Yeah. Without further ado, we got to get to Jared.
Let's go to Jared. So I've been talking a bunch about how I'm trying to order in less. And part of that is that I'm cooking at home more. But when I don't have time to cook, which is more often than not, I have really still been loving Factor's meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Yeah, and they have so many options too. Every week, their menu, they have 35 options that you can pick from. So you can find whatever it is that you're looking for. It's so easy. It's no fuss and no mess.
It's so great. And I've also been really enjoying their add-ons that they have. So they have breakfast, they have on-the-go lunches if you don't work from home. I've been ordering their snacks recently to have like a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. And I've really been enjoying that.
Yeah. And they also are celebrating Earth Day all month. You can look for their Earth Month Eats badge on their menu. And that will be meals that have the lowest carbon footprint. So shout out to Factor for that one.
That's pretty cool. So you can head to factormeals.com/FMH50 and use code FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code FMH50 at factormeals.com/FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And we are back with Jared. Hi, Jared. Welcome to Finding Mr. Hyde, the podcast.
Hello. What's happening? Thank you guys for having me.
We're so excited to have you. We're going to do our usual segment, Ask a 30-something Man, with you on the show. And we're very, very happy to have you.
I'm a 30-something man. Let's do it. I'm pumped.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
This works.
Yeah, we had so much fun with you at our live show. So we're excited to chat again.
I can't wait. Yeah, the show was a blast. It felt like your show was fun. It felt like there was a lot of people there with like their pen and paper ready. Like they were at a little bit, it was a little bit like a, it felt a little bit like I was at a, like an event, like a corporate event where we're going to like get you some best practices.
Like a workshop.
Yeah. It felt very workshoppy. It was fun. It was, but it, there was a, the, that definitely did was the vibe.
They like to learn. Oh, they're good listeners.
Yeah. Very, very. Our audience. Very right. Good listeners. This is true. So
no, they were great.
They loved you. So we're pumped. And, you know, you just had your Netflix special come out, which is fucking hilarious.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I think if anyone, I mean, this is this would be the bullseye for who would like the special. I think if you're, you know, out there in the dating world and listening to podcasts about dating, you're going to love the special. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to like connect and be shared with friends who are going through it or have been through it or looking for the right, you know, thing for them. And, you know, I don't think, you know, it's called 37 and Single. It's funny. I went on like Good Morning America and you can tell like how people see a 37 and single person based on like words they use. They use like certain, they'll be like, oh, so what makes you so picky? And it's like, that's a judgment, you know, like The point of the special is to be like, I'm having fun. I'm getting annoyed. I'm optimistic. I want the next thing to happen. It's a mix of feelings and 37 and single isn't a negative thing. It's just what it is. And it's a choice that, you know, I'm looking for the best thing for me, you know? So That's kind of the point of the special. And I think anyone who listens here is going to connect and have a good time with it.
Yeah, I love the picky point you made because I feel like two things are very easy to call anybody who's single: picky and jaded.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like jaded is specifically one that women hear a lot, where they're like, "Don't be so jaded in dating." And it's always said to you, like you say in the special, by people that are like already married, already found their person. But and you look at them like you would be feeling this way too if you were single as long as I have been.
Right.
Like I had
or even just my friends that are like constantly in relationships. I remember having one being like, Erica, I get it. I was single for a full year before I met my guy.
Right.
And I was like, wow. No offense, but I absolutely do not want that comparison ever again. Please.
You have to have a mix of romantic and cynical. You have to be romantic and cynical at the same time. Like, and that's a very tough thing to do because it's a sliding spectrum. You know, some days you're more romantic, some days you're more cynical, some days you're more cynical, and you know, like it goes back and forth. And it's just something to always remind yourself of, like, listen, you do still like your life without this ghost of a person that exists out there, you think, you know. And that's not giving up, that's going, no, at my default, I'm really happy and I'm doing okay. I got a great career, you know, and to go back to your live show, your audience is like killing it. You know, like everyone in there, nobody that was in that room that night was like, you know, can someone spare a couple dollars for me to go to the live show? Like, no, no, no. It was all like young, successful people that were good looking and fun and out on like a weeknight in the Bowery Electric. Like, you know, like there's so much positive and amazing in that. And it's like to ever be told like, oh, you're picky. It's like, no, no, no. I have a great life that someone should be very excited about being a part of, you know? So I think it's all about perspective in that sense.
Totally. I mean, people be like, oh, why are you still single? What's wrong with you? I'm like, why does there have to be something wrong?
Right, right.
Like, why do we have to go to that?
Why are you still single? Because I like finding the right thing for me. You know, like I why it's less a choice. You know, I to say I'm single because I choose to, that sounds a little off. It's just like, no, I'm like, things are good, you know, like, and then it is funny that no one believes that. The more you say things are good, the more people go, yeah, Jared's not doing so hot. He really is pushing that whole doing good thing. So
one thing I think for people that are in relationships and listening, I feel like the number one thing I appreciate is when someone in a relationship just says, man, it is really hard to date nowadays. That's it. That's all you got to say before you give me a little piece of advice. Like, I just would appreciate a little, damn, it is really hard. Man, I can't imagine if I was single again, like I'd probably be in the same boat as you. Like, it's really hard out there. Thank you. Thank you. That's all, like often that's all you need is just to hear a little sympathy for your situation. One thing I say to people now when they're like trying to give me dating advice and stuff and how to meet someone, I've just started saying, hey, if you know a great guy, I would be happy to go out with him. Set me up. And then when they ask for, well, what are you looking for? I give the vaguest answer. I'm like, literally just a man. You go, this guy's great. I'd be so excited to hear that Erica was dating him. Set me up. I'll go on the date. Like, I've hit that point in my own dating life to be like, I'll go. I'm open to the setup.
I mean, all I would say to that, that means they don't have anyone. I mean, like,
exactly.
To be honest. Like, I mean, exactly. So, but which is okay. That's not, but it's, I think a good way to respond to that, like even not as even vague, is like anyone that you like, I would probably like, you know, like it's a,
right.
You know, it by the transitive property, I am friends with you and whoever you're friends with, I would probably find a lot of good in them too. So boom, done. And now they have their directive. Like, and of course you want more care taken than, oh, I like them, but then they, you know, this whole conversation becomes like a waste of time at a certain point. You're like, I don't want to do this fakeness with a friend of mine. You know, that's what gets so annoying is like, this is a friend who's like, well, you know, who are you looking for? It's like, what do you think I'm fucking looking for? You know, like I'm looking for someone that you think is cool. That plain and simple. Like,
and
it's like, can you stand the sight of them, then maybe they're my type. You don't know. That's the thing when it comes to like, you know, I love the name of your podcast because, you know, I think the looks thing gets more airtime than it's worth. Like, I think like the idea that someone like, I'm not like when your family's like, oh, who are you looking for? What's your type? It's like, well, I like a big fat ass. Like you can't say that to an aunt or uncle. Like, I don't know what they're expecting me to say. And it's like, how about you come here to my booth of a person, you know, present your wares and then give me the opportunity to classily say, not for me. But then, you know, it gets into this thing of like my thought on looks and your thought on looks is so insane to like get in front of. Like you don't have, we don't have to do all this. Like, you think they're a nice person? Okay. Show me what they look like so I can go the other, you know, the other 10 feet that's involved in this decision. And then I'll give you some thoughts, you know, like, oh, sorry. No, it's not my type. That's okay. Or, oh, wow. This person's cute and seems cool. You like them. Like, it's so much easier than everyone makes it. And it's all because they're worried about offending. They're worried about not trying to help you enough, which no one's at, almost there trying to help is not helping. Like, it's just like at an offset, how about I am like looking for someone. That's it. Like, it's really simple. It's amazing to me how much it gets messed up and stuck in the weeds, so to speak.
Yeah, I just think it's a great answer when people are being like, oh, you're being too picky. You should do this. You should be more open-minded. That's just my comeback is like, well, if you know anyone, happy to go out with them. And usually they don't. So it's
and
like
when when they don't, it's like, oh, okay, so you also are not meeting people that I would want to date. This is not just a me problem.
Right. Well, who's meeting people in general? And especially as you get into your 30s, you're like, are you kidding me? I avoid everyone I make eye contact with. You know, like you're what are we talking about? You know, like it is somewhat wild. And it's weird when it's like you're good friends. Like, I hate that. Like, what are you looking for? Someone who breathes and has fingernails to give me head tickles? Like, what are you talking about? I don't know. What do you mean? What am I looking for? I don't know. I'm 37. I still don't. I don't know. I'll know when I've made the decision, then I'll be able to sound like a fucking genius, you know?
Well, that's the thing is that it's like a lot of these people are coming from the other side being like, oh, well, you just do what I did. And you're like, that's not a one size fits all. That you got fucking lucky that that happened to work.
Right. Right. And at a certain point, like all good relationships are a bit of luck, you know, like
for sure,
you know it's, you see your friends that you're like, oh, how did they meet? And they're like, I don't know. It just kind of worked out like a lot. And I think it's easier to talk to guys too about dating when it comes to that stuff. Like, there's not a lot of like romanticism when it comes to my guy friends where it's like, I don't know, you know, we were just like talking and then she's really cool. I don't know. It's nothing. They don't have this pride thing of like giving you a story. So like I think from my side of things, from the straight dude, like it's a lot less enraging. Like I do understand there's a different environment that women are dealing with. Like as far as like, you know, the friends that are on this next phase of life and the ones, this kind of race, you know, looking to your right and left type of thing. So I feel somewhat lucky for that. And, you know, that's why I think also on the special, like it's easier for me to have fun with the subject where sometimes it's not as easy for a lot of the women that I know.
So this actually brings up one of the questions someone submitted to us, which is how to set up two people. And they wanted like the male perspective on it. So what
here's what you do. You go to your friend. If you want to set up two people, you go to your friend with why you thought of this. We all are special snowflakes. Why did you think of me? If it is just they're single and I don't know them well, that's a good answer. Like I am totally fine with that answer. It doesn't have to be, well, you came to mind during a sonnet they read. No.
Yeah. It could be that simple.
Right. Plain and simple. Why did you think of this person for me? They're single. They seem nice. I don't know them that well.
And they're cool.
And they're cool. Or I've never spoken to them, but my friend says they're cool. Give me some context.
Fine. Something.
Then give me four pictures. Four.
Okay.
Just four.
Give me specifics of the four, or is it just to see consistency?
Just four. It's just give me four that tells me something. Give me what I would find on a dating app. Like,
you want like a range.
It's not even about looks at that point. It's just about like, give me the chance to look at them. You know, like I just give me the chance and then go, here's their number. If you make it happen, you make it happen. If you don't, you don't. I'm going to go away and then disappear. That's it. Give me the chance to like not pull on the string. Give me a chance to like pull on the string. Give me a chance to go, you know what? I appreciate it, but it's just not the right time for me. Let me lie to you. Let me, you know, like, and you know, put the ball fully in my court with all of the tools I need to make a decision.
Yeah. Cause even if you go out with them, you don't want someone following up with you like, and are you going to do another date? And did you make it to a third? Cause you could very well go out with this person, couple dates. It doesn't go anywhere. Fine. That happens with most dates we go on.
Right. And here's the thing though, you know, when someone's set up and someone's brought to you, I think at a minimum, you're going to, the person acts better than they would off of the app. So like, are going to be more wary of your friends just by the human nature. Like, it's not very normal for someone to get fixed up or presented with a friend of a friend and then be like a total animal. It's just not normal. Like, I think on a dating app, not to say, I'm not apologizing for the dating app behaviors, but when you meet out of the blue and there's no connections, then people act differently than they
do. There's no consequences.
There's no consequences. So like, I do think that's why people with these setups get a little bit more wary and hold back, because I've had friends, they're like, hey, I want to set you up with someone. And then I'll go, listen. And I'll say to them, I'll like get all the information. I'll go, listen, I'm not a great person to set up right now. I'm not going to make you look good. And I say that and I go, but thank you. And then I walk away from it. Yeah. I want to make you look good. And that's the whole thing. That's why people don't enter into fix ups a lot too. From the other side, like, if you're setting up someone and they say no, let them say no. They have their reasons. Like, it goes both ways. Like, we have to like allow for the no, and we also have to allow for like the, oh, okay, I'm going to go out with them and leave us alone type of thing.
So on that note though, so let's say you're someone who wants to set two people up. How do you decide who you ask first? Because like in the scenario that you talked about, like that woman has ostensibly already said yes to you.
Right. The best case scenario is that you don't say anything to anybody. Like, the best case scenario is like you go, oh, I'm going to play a little matchmaker. What do you think of this person? And then they go, oh, yeah, I'd be down. And then you go to the other person. Oh, I'd be down. And then you go, okay, great. Now I exchange the numbers. Now, if you go, now there's another scenario. You tell one person, they go, well, what? Okay, I'm in. All right, I haven't even talked to them yet. And then you go to the other person and they go, and then you go back to the other person and you go, they said they're kind of seeing someone. So they've already started someone with someone. Just lie to them.
The easy letdown.
Yeah,
easy
letdown. I think you do the lie.
Right. And now no one's, you know, oh, I didn't know. They started something with someone. Like, it's okay to not be as honest as humanly possible with your friends. Like, it doesn't have to be this like, well, will you take this one? You know, like, let's let everyone off the hook.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause the last thing you want is like to get all like my friend to get all excited about a setup and then be like, oh, he wasn't interested. Shit.
Right. And that also goes into like why you don't like you go, here's the pictures. Here's the reason. Goodbye. I'm walking away.
I'm out.
Because now you didn't guarantees. Do the pump up of like, oh, they're amazing. You gotta meet them. Oh my God, the family, this, that, you know, like cut the shit.
Yeah. You're just a dating app is how I look at it.
Right.
You're like, here's the photos.
Yeah.
Here's their name.
I've set up my two friends and they're married. They got three kids now. Like they, you know, and I remember, and I remember being like, here's the number. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And I walked away. Suddenly they're like hanging out during the day.
That's when you know the daytime hang.
Right.
The Sunday
things
hang.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
So one question we definitely wanted to ask you that someone submitted is perfect for you, because you talk about this in your special, is all about the icks. Hot thing that everyone's talking about. So they specifically asked, do men get icks towards women the way that women do towards men?
No.
No.
Men don't go on dates with women that they're not attracted to. That's the difference. You know, I just, and that sounds gross, but I mean, take that as a positive. If you're on a date with someone or the guy, he's attracted to you.
You're already in.
You're already, that is off the table. Attraction is not what's going on here. It's, you know, and I'm not saying that means anything more than that. It's just that one thing, because, and the only reason I know this is because for my podcast, I was getting all these emails from women being like, well, I went on 5 dates with him and I'm not sure yet if I'm attracted. And I'm like, that's just
never heard a man say that.
You never heard a guy say that. So
never.
The ick thing is a straw that broke the camel's back, because you're going, he's checked these boxes and I want to be trying, which is what we were talking about in the beginning, like getting accused of not trying. This is a very female thing. And so you're like a little bit like, I can't tell my friends I'm not trying because then they won't fix me up. Then they won't listen to my stories. I'll be the problem. So I'll give men chances that maybe I shouldn't be giving because I'm really not that into it. And then you get on the date and you're kind of in the middle on it. And then they, all of a sudden they say the word okie dokie and you're like, I'm out.
Right.
So that's why they're so funny, because they're both reasonable and ridiculous at the same time. Like, it's always reasonable to say, I don't want to fuck this guy. And that's the premise I start with on the special. You go on a date with a guy, he does one thing, you never want to fuck him ever. If we stick to that premise, then there we go. Like,
I feel like women often will ask us this question when it's like they had the first date, they don't get the second date. They say, oh, well, maybe he wasn't attracted to me. And we tell every single one of them, like, no, he was, because he went on the first date.
He went on the date.
That is literally all a man usually needs for the first date is, oh, I'm attracted to her. Great.
Male laziness is underrated. You know, the apps play to male laziness. People are like, well, why does he keep talking and talking and he doesn't make a plan? Lazy. The apps play to laziness. Like, and sometimes all someone's on the app for, male, female, whatever you identify as, sometimes you're only on the app to get the dopamine rush from a match. Like, there are people just fooling around playing the game. They're at the casino. I get that. So the idea of like, why didn't they go on the second date? Like, you have no idea what's going on across the table. It's not worth your time to figure out. You had a good time. You'd like to go out again. They don't want to. Okay. You'll have a good time with someone else. It's not, you didn't lose anything. You didn't have it to lose.
Right. Well, because it's also like, it's very unlikely that the answer to why they don't want to go out again is going to be something that you could or should change. And now all of a sudden, everyone's going to want to go on second dates with you. Like, it's highly unlikely.
Right. And a lot of people are on, first of all, everyone's on their best behavior on a first date, more or less. And a lot of men are on these apps for part adventure, part, you know, when they, you know, part adventure, part love, you know, like, and I know a lot of women are too. I'm not saying they're not, but I'm saying when you talk to a guy who's like, when you ask them like what they're looking for on the app, and they're like, they all say the same thing. Every guy, I've been guilty of this, is like, you know, I'm looking to meet someone, have some fun. And if the right person comes along, yeah, of course they'd be in a long-term relationship. They say that because it's an all encompassing answer. It gets, you know, it's like pleading the fifth a little bit, because, you know, and when you say it that way, that means what they're really saying is, I will fuck the woman I go on a date with and then see what happens.
Well,
yeah, you know how Hinge has
basically added that answer. Yes, Hinge, you can say now, looking for long-term, open to short.
Right. That's it. But that's every man. It's a non-answer.
But you can write a subtext line, and a lot of these men will start describing what Jared just said, and it sounds so terrible to women.
It's horrible.
That I'm like, buddy, just don't answer this. Just don't answer this. They're like, well, you know, it could grow into something, but I got this going on. And to be honest, I'm not really sure. I'm like, I don't want to hear any of this. Like,
the fun of fucking is maybe this is love. You know, like, that's like generally the fun of fucking. So like, when you take the curtains and peel them back, it's just a bunch of ugly, like gears and doohickeys, you know, it's like, yeah, this, you know, like, it's not a great look. The curtain looks good. You know, the idea that, you know, and I've been saying this on dating podcasts for years of like, there's nothing harder to say to someone than, I'd love to keep fucking you, but I don't know what I wanted otherwise. And that's kind of a lot of these people out there but that's why it's not worth it. It's not worth it to even like get into that. Like, I don't like this idea of like, if he wanted to, he will. Like, that puts all the power in the other person's side. It's like, how about like, I'm enjoying myself and I'm being vulnerable enough to be turned down. That will, you know, vulnerability produces vulnerability. So when you say he wanted to, he will, you're like, you're passing off all this vulnerability off of yourself. And how about like, if I get wet, I'll keep coming back. You know, like, I think that's like a more powerful thing.
Let's make that happen.
Right. I'm going to make a t-shirt.
Well, I mean, it's right, because also, you know, yeah, majority of people are sleeping with people before they're officially boyfriend, girlfriend level, even on that basic level. Like, the majority of people are sleeping around the third date. So, yeah, like you said, it's like, hey, you kind of are fucking for love, where you're like, this could go to be my boyfriend, girlfriend. It could not. Like,
right. And that's listen, the gray if that's area. Not, if that's not for you too, like, good. Hold off on sex. Good for you. Do what you got to do. It's really, do I like this person? Not do they like me? And if the minute you get in the do they like me, you're chasing a dragon. Like, you're never going to win that thing. Like, I had someone write me an AA. They wrote, we went on two dates. It's been 2 weeks. Can I ask them for closure? I'm like, what closure are you going to get? Like,
from what?
Yeah. From right. Like, are they going to say you were you? You know, like, it's like,
I don't like you.
Yeah, I don't like, you're a nice person, but you're you, and that's it? Like, what are you looking for? They want their head chopped off, and that's not really fair, and it's not going to get them anywhere. They're not going to, like, learn. No. You know, they're not going to go, like, oh, well, they said I was me, so I'll just not be me. You know what?
Right, that's what I mean. Like, what are you going to actually change? Right. Like, that? There's no, like, constructive feedback.
Absolutely
that you're
going
to change.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel similarly when people ask, like, somebody said this, what did that mean? Like, what did it mean when he said this? I'm like, I don't know. You could ask him.
Right.
Or we could just move along.
It meant that he was on a date and trying to impress you to make you feel good, you know, like, generally.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I've heard you say before too, Jared, that I love is dating for women is the job and the relationship is the vacation, and dating for men is the vacation and the relationship is the job.
Right. That's how you right? kind of look right? at it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been toying with that line for a minute. I yeah, it does feel like that sometimes. Like, you know, again, and I've kind of, like, thought about that a lot because I'm thinking about it in my own life. I'm like, as a single guy, I'm, like, retired, you know, and I don't have to be anywhere. I'm not asked to do anything. I'm just chilling. And then, like, it feels like a lot of the women in my life that are single, they're out of a job, you know? Mm. So,
like, on the hunt
for a job. I gotta get back to work. And I'm like, and then it kind of switches, like, and listen, that's not to say that, like, my male friends that are married, like, they all seem very happy. Don't get me wrong. But they got things to do that I don't have to do. Like, and this is, like, to kind of go back to, like, and I think it's different because just women and their friends, their friendships are just so much more intricate. And, like if you go out on a Tuesday night in New York City, it's all women having dinner. There's not very many two men enjoying a meal and catching up. So, like, I think a lot of women are used to the idea of being on call for someone and having the responsibility of, like, again, look at how the wedding showers go, the bridal showers, like, you know, like, being in a bridal party, you have all these jobs and responsibilities and you can't fuck up. And when I'm in a groomsman, just show up in the right tux and you're good. Like, it's over. Mm-hmm.
I've thought that so many times about bachelor and bachelorette parties, where I'll run into a bachelor party and I'm like, oh, so what are you guys doing tomorrow? And the dudes are like, I don't fucking know.
Right.
Well, like, I've had a schedule printed out and laminated for months.
Right, right. And you go, and you know, so, like, there's an element of being used to, like, my appointments, my friendships, checking in on things, caring for things. I don't mean to sound like, I don't think this is, I'm not bragging. I'm not saying this is good for men, but I'm just saying, like, the minute you get in a relationship, all of a sudden you got shit to do, you know, like, you got to start thinking, like, I'm here in a studio apartment eating out of a Tupperware box, you know, thing, you know, like, it's like, there's no pictures of my friends on the wall with live, laugh, love hung up. There's no artwork, you know, there's just, you know, and so the minute you get into something, you're like, I have to make a whole lifestyle change. And I think for a lot of women out there that are like, I, you know, just like the women I saw at your show, they all seemed like they had decorated apartments. You know, like
they have it together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like I have just a bunch of sweatshirts folded up.
Yeah. But also, like, I think the women at the live show are just a lot of women in general that we hear from are all like, I just want dating to like be fun again. Like, we all want right. it to be a fun time. You know, no, once it starts feeling like work, whether it's the apps or whatever method you're doing, you're like, oh my right. God, can we just make this fun again? Like,
right. I think that also comes down to the, you know, the apps too. Like, I think like there's one thing that I noticed that like a lot of women were saying they hated that men said there was a lot of, I saw this, it was a TikTok, I think, of like all these men were like, I'm looking for someone who doesn't take life too seriously. Mm-hmm. And it's like something yeah. that this woman was like, I see this all the time. And I'm like, I understand the joke. I think the joke is funny. It's funny when a bunch of men are writing the same thing. I get that. But we have to, like, if you want to like care about where that comes from, like, I've been a man on dating apps for a long time. And you do see this, a lot of the responses are written in you form, not I form. They're written like, you do this, you do that. And there are a lot of directives. And then it's a lot of like vague moral high ground where it's like, I'm looking for a man who is a gentleman and is looking to, and it gets very serious stuff you couldn't disagree with, like mm-hmm. who's going to take me out and make the first call and wants to be a part of a family and loves their own family. And you're like, we are, this is third date shit. Like I like, and I get it. Like I'm 37. I want to be 6 months in on date one. I get where it's coming from, but I think this idea of like, how do we make dating fun again? It's like, you do have to put out vulnerable answers that are you having fun. You know, I think that's a part, it goes both ways.
Do you have, so one of the questions that we got actually was related to, you know, things that women talk about that men write, like doesn't take themselves too seriously, or like fish photos or right. whatever. From the flip side, are there like hacky things that you see on women's profiles that you're like, come on?
I guess sometimes whenever I see the picture from when they were studying abroad and we're in our 30s, I'm like, we got to let go of let's let go.
Oh,
of
the male version of that is their sports picture. From
yeah,
fucking
yeah, yeah, yeah.
College or
from
high
college,
school.
They're wearing their college jersey. I'm like,
yo, right. Come on.
Right. I get it. You did the Sydney Bridge. I get it. You did it, you know, like, and when they say that, like, the greatest thing they ever did was skydive in Switzerland, it's like, these are all like abroad story. Have you done nothing since abroad? You haven't done one fun thing? Like, I like stuff like that, but that's frivolous and stupid. I understand. But like, the, I guess to me, it's when you get into, to me, the hackiest stuff is when it's you, when it's in the form of you, when it's saying you this, you that. And then the other thing is when it's just too like romanticized, like say something that would turn someone off. Like, and I'm not talking about like, take me on a date or like, I make the first call. And I like when I, no, just say something about yourself that I could say, well, that's not for me. And
yeah.
I think that's like, those are the most fun profiles when it's like, I do this thing that might not be for everybody. And I think with the dating apps, we're all trying to get closer to an in-person experience. And the easy way to go is to just be vague.
So you'd rather see like a girl be like, I love wine and pizza, as opposed to a woman being like, you need to make plan the first date.
I would,
like you'd take
I would
the basic
rather,
bitch over the like telling you what to do, bitch. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But I would also want, I like pizza that has onions, mushrooms and peppers on it. And I has as much red pepper flakes as I can fit on the pie. Like that is like a fuller answer. Of something that someone's like, oh, who cares that I like pizza? But like, you gave a very specific pizza response. Like, I like, I just had a glass of wine myself. I like cold red wine. is a very different thing than I like wine. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah. I just think like there's a way to take whatever you think is basic and make it so much specific to you. And everyone has these things. Everyone, you know, like that now it's like this is a real person as opposed to a profile I've seen before.
Yeah. Well, people try to appeal to everyone. You end up appealing to no one.
Right. You want you. That is the false promise of the app is you go, well, I want as many matches as possible. But if they're not good matches, then it doesn't matter. You want as many quality for you matches. You want sustenance. You want, you know what I mean? Like I've done that before where someone will read my profile, be like, you said what? And I'm like, yeah, it was the most me it could have been, you know?
Perfect.
I wrote on mine. Well, what was mine on Raya? Mine was, I like to complain about everything.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's like, yeah. So it's like, and then someone would be like, what are you complaining about today? And I would write back literally my most latest complaint. And it would be weird. It would be stupid. And sometimes it would work and sometimes it wouldn't, you know? So
that's a great opener. I love that opener from that person.
It was fun. Like, and it's like, what's the complaint of the day? Like, what a great, now you've zoned in on something I wrote and let's get it going. Then I would say, what's your complaint of the day? And sometimes they'd be like, nothing, or I'm not a big complainer. I'm like, ta-ta, you know, like, that's okay.
Okay, well, where do we go from here? Yeah.
Right. There was a track laid, you know?
Yeah. My weird thing currently is that I have an eating system. And it's getting some of the most play because everyone's like, what is the eating system? I want to hear
right.
it.
That's it.
My theory is everyone has an eating system. You just don't realize it.
Well, calling it an eating system makes it sound like you're...
Yeah, official. Like mine is very official, but you know.
Cutting weight for like a lifting competition. But that, you know...
Oh, interesting. No, mine has nothing to do with that. It's like, yeah. I weirdly eat my food in a specific order how you set it up to eat it.
Absolutely. I mean, the idea of like how you get dressed, I put my socks on before my underwear. People are like, what? You know, like...
Or the first thing you wash in the shower.
Right. That's a weird one.
Oh, that's a new one.
I changed mine recently. I'm now washing my hair first and then I put in the conditioner. Then I do my body. That's been my new move.
Drips down. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, the conditioner sits there longer.
Sits there. Yeah.
Okay. We have another specific dating app question to get a man's opinion here. So when this plays on your male laziness that you mentioned earlier. So when you're talking on a dating app, if the guy doesn't suggest the date and the woman does, is the man less interested than if he had asked for the date himself?
It depends. Again, this is like one of those they're looking for like... If you're talking, and it gets to the point... Here's my motto on a dating app. And I think everyone will be helped by this because it helps me. If I feel it, they feel it. Okay. So if you feel this conversation has gone too long, they feel that conversation's gone too long. So there's a reason for everything. Let's not play. Men are given this like true power in dating of being considered oblivious. No man is oblivious. Whatever. They're not that smart. They're not that dumb. They're not that far away from you and your feelings. If you feel it, they feel it. So if you're going, oh, this conversation's run its course. I can't believe he hasn't asked me on a date. He hasn't really wanted to ask you on a date. And that's just what it is. And listen, if you want to give like a laugh, you know, and again, that's their resume. I'm not saying it can't turn into a date. I'm just saying chances are slim. And I think the best thing to do is as far as like these conversations are going on and on and on. And again, men love vague options. So yeah, he's going to respond to you every single time because you think he's cute and he knows that. And why would I say no to someone who thinks I'm cute? I've spent my whole life being told, talk to the girl, talk to the girl, talk to the girl. Now one's talking to me. Why would I let this go? So he is kind of been trained to hold on to as many things as possible so that he doesn't go without. It's very male in that sense. And a lot of women, they want love me or hate me. And these two things don't really mix very well. You have a guy who will take in vaguely and a woman who wants love or hate. And they're never going to get that. You're never going to get a guy who's like, fuck off. And you're never going to get a guy who's like, and I'm talking about on the apps.
Right. Before you've met.
Being like, I love you. So here's my thing to the people who are wondering this question. All you have to say is this, be positive and give the tools. They can build the house or they don't. So you go, hey, this has been really fun talking. I'd love to get a drink. Okay. So you've said, I've had fun. You've told them what you want. Here's my number. Make a plan and I'm in. Done. And then you go, I'm going to pop off this app. That's okay. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this app. There's no response to that that isn't a date or no date. It'll get you one or the other. So if you're a person who's like needs their head chopped off or loved or hated, this gives you the answer you're looking for, you know? So like, and again, probability when someone's hovering and you're like, you get that feeling, probability they're not really making dates right now. They're just on this app getting their dopamine fix. But you don't have to be a part of their drug problem. So you can opt out by being positive. Great convo. It's been really nice talking to you. I'd love to get a drink. Here's my number. Make a plan and I'm in. Or and if you don't want to give your number, which I totally understand, hey, make a plan and I'm in. Don't give the number. Just say, make a plan and I'm in is such a great sentence to me. It tells you, and it gets you what you want. It gets the, because then if they don't make a plan, you're not in.
Right.
Yeah.
And it also, I mean, for them, it's like, there's no fear of rejection. I have told you, I am going to say yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is all you have to do.
Right. And you take you away that thing in your head like, oh, maybe they're shy. No. There's no such thing as a shy guy. It just doesn't exist. That's stupid.
I say that all the time. No shy men.
There's no such thing.
All right. So switching gears a little bit. Someone submitted this question. He wants to take things slow because he's not happy with his career. Should I be supportive or leave? Again, love me or hate me, but...
Yeah, right.
Literally asking.
A little bit of that love me or hate me.
Right. Well, here's what I would say to that. I've thought about this a lot. You can't force speeds. So I think like, I always consider the person asking the question and not the person they're asking about. Because when I think about these things, because it's like, I'm thinking like this person, they're like, they obviously want more. They were told, I can't give you more. I don't think a healthy relationship comes from someone who wants more with someone who doesn't want to give more. If you're asking this question, I think opting for the unoffended version of this is like a kind of a helpful thing, like the not personal version. Hey, you're going through something. You're trying to figure shit out. I totally understand that. Due to that, I'm going to be over here. I'm going to cut you off because I'm not here to be your therapist. I'm not here to, you know, to keep carrying you through this job thing. Like, I think you go, and I know this doesn't help the love or hate person, but you go, I'm going to let you live without me because that's what you're telling me. You're not ready to be with me. So that's fine.
Right.
But you can't have access to me on your schedule. So if I were this person that wants to move forward and you're dealing with someone who wants to take it slow because of their career, good luck. Have fun. And this is easier advice to give than to take. But I mean, I just don't think people are happy with someone living beneath the standard that they're looking for. It just never works. So the thing is to go away because they could come back. They could say, you know what? I've done the job search without you. I've realized that you weren't the thing holding me back. Because we know this in our careers. It's not, you know, the thing that holding you back isn't other people. It's you. It's generally the things that you mm-hmm. do in your day. It's not, you know, it's not the person in your life that supports you the most. So
yeah,
I think for this person, you'd opt out. You go, I'm here. You have my number. When you're ready for the level of relationship that I'm looking for, shoot me a text, give me a call. Let's figure this out. But I'm going to have to like unhook off of you because I need to like, you know, figure my shit out too.
Yeah. And maybe I'll be available for that text and maybe I won't be.
Right. And
yeah, don't wait around for it.
No. Yeah.
Right. They're doing when they say I want to take it slow is they're trying to buy time.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to say, I don't want to go through a breakup and have no job.
I've seen personally a lot of friends do this, and I feel like women are more prone to do this, where they see this more as, oh, I need to help them. Mm-hmm. And they start helping these guys that, first of all, did not ask for any help.
Right.
And second, when it doesn't work out then, after they were helping them, they're so much more bitter about the whole situation. And right. I'm always sitting there like, hey, he didn't ask for your help. He needed to figure that out. And also, you helping isn't going to make him figure it out faster in terms of the speed part of this question.
For me with dating, I'll relate it to my own life. Like right now I'm trying to like give more time to things to see how I feel in it before I move on to the next step. If someone was like not okay with that, I would go, I get it. Good luck. You know, then you can, and again, that's like the other side of it. Where it's like, listen, mm-hmm. if you need to go faster and have more answers than I can give, that's not going to be good to myself. And for that reason, you're going to have to live without me and I'm going to have to live without you and see how that feels. And if you can take that and I could take that, then maybe this wasn't meant to be anyways.
Yeah. I'm curious too on the financial part of this. Do you feel like for most men, there is a direct correlation between their financial success and when they feel like they're ready to settle down?
Well, I think self-worth is big for any relationship. And where do you find your self-worth? A lot of guys, it's their career and their job and, you know, and can they provide even though they're not really being asked to provide? You know, this isn't, I'm not trying to make it like a 1920s conversation, but I'm saying like, it's kind of how you're brought up is like, and especially like, if you're like not happy in your career, your daily life, then how can you be happy with someone else? Some people can, but I think that's a person thing. And where you find your worth, wherever that may be, if that's not living up to your expectations, then it's hard to like be with someone.
Yeah, because we've seen people like change careers after having kids because they said, now it actually is more valuable. I have more time to be home with my kids as opposed to making more money and things right. like that. It's not as common, but I've seen both men and women do it where they're like, you know right, what?
Yeah.
I don't need to make that number of money. I can make less money and we're fine and I'm happy and I get to go to my kid's baseball game or whatever it is, you know?
Right. I you know, you gotta feel fuckable. You know, like I think that gets underrated for a man. You know, you gotta feel worth fucking. You know, I think, the way people come to that conclusion is very different for everybody. And you know, some people it's, you know, their body. Some people it's how they dress. Some people it's, I don't know. It comes out in unhealthy ways. But I think for the, you know, when it comes to career stuff, like, that is a way a lot of men, you know, feel their fuckability, you know, as stupid as that sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a little ick game we wanted to do with you as like kind of a fun rapid fire thing.
Let's do it.
I feel like it's a fun
no,
thing.
No, I'm excited for the ick game.
Okay. So to wrap up here, we have a little rapid fire game we put together, especially for you, Jared. It's called Pick the Ick. All right.
Okay.
Almost like think of a March Madness, but of icks, and the worst one wins. All right.
Okay. So
we're going to determine
a question of a competition between two icks. The worst one wins. Okay.
we're trying to pair these similar categories. So the first one here, let's do, they used their bread to mop up the extra sauce on their plate, or they don't share food.
I mean, I can't believe these are against each other. This is like, this is like a one seed versus a 16 seed.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, I'm like, right.
Well, like a real bracket. That makes sense, you know?
Right. Yeah, this is, you want me to answer?
Yeah, what do we say? I mean, I would go, don't share food.
Doesn't share food.
Easy.
That's the worst thing. Mop up the sauce with the bread. I mean, that is like, I mean, that's porno to me. That's,
to me, that's a green flag.
Yeah, I see. I was on a date once and I took the bread and I put it in the sauce the clams came in. Like I like just Genius. Put it in there to like soak. And then I gave it to the woman I was with. You would have thought I gave her a diamond engagement ring. It was the most badass move I have ever done.
She loved it.
Oh my gosh. She was like, she goes, wait, that was for me? Because like 10 minutes later, I was like, here you go. That's the best bite. And she was like, like, it was like,
oh,
you know, the music from like Looney Tunes, like, da, 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 da. Like,
she had her eyes like come out with the hearts.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what was wetter, her or the bread.
Well, I think it also is like, he's not selfish. He gave right. me like the rest of the sauce, the you know?
Bite. Thoughtful.
You got the best you know? Bite.
I was the chef, made her a little treat.
All right. Here's a little one here. Wearing socks to bed or not wearing socks with shoes.
See, this is where the male-female thing comes up. I think because for me, a woman not wearing socks or shoes, I would just assume that's how the shoes are to be worn. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't be a thought on my, yeah. in my head, wearing socks to bed. I'm okay with it. It's to me, it's like, that would be the worst of the two.
You say socks to bed is worse.
Socks to bed, socks during sex, not into it.
Yeah. Like less sexy.
It's just like, yeah, less sexy, I would say. There's not a lot of sex appeal of like fuzzy socks on, you know, during a sexual experience.
I'm thinking like black socks that come up mid-calf on a guy. And I'm like, yeah, the socks to bed can be pretty unsexy for me.
I was wondering what else he was wearing. Like if he's naked with socks, I think
even boxers also, socks, I feel like it's a little odd.
Are they new socks? Are they bed socks? Or are they like, they've been wearing them all day? I don't want the socks from
under
the bed. Yeah.
Oh, that's just gross. All right. So wearing socks to bed seems like a clear winner on this one. Okay. Ready? How about this one? Making cringy TikToks or taking too many selfies?
I think it's cringy TikToks to me just because the selfies I get. You know, like I understand where it comes from. I look good. I feel good. I want to get the right lighting. I want to, you know, like the cringy TikToks are just so plotted. Like there was a plan there that just didn't work out.
I've thought many times when my friends have sent me a TikTok of like a guy they think is hot and he's like dancing or he's doing whatever. I'm like, just imagine you're watching this guy film this video.
Right.
Like I can't like imagine you like look in this man's window and he is filming this video. Like
right.
The selfies no one has to know about.
Right. And they happen so quickly.
Or I guess, you know what? Both of these I would assume if I start dating someone. Date one, I'm not in the TikToks, I'm not in the selfies, right?
Right.
But like if we're really together, I'm gonna probably be asked to be a part of both of those. So I would take selfies over the TikToks. We're like, I got to get
Such
up and learn to dance.
Right. That's a good point.
You know, I'm like, you know, so all right, cringy TikToks a little worse.
Check.
Let's do two kind of very specific ones. Okay. This might be a male female lens here. All right. Referring to their football team as we or having an Instagram account for their pet.
I got to say, for me, it's the football team as we. The pet Instagram, I can kind of understand. you've wanted to organize your life. You're like, I don't want it, the whole feed to be the pet. I kind of like do funny things with the pet if it takes a funny, and people who in my, it's actually respectful because you're like, the people in my life who care about my dog can go to my dog's page. It's not
over here.
Right. They're over here. If you want it, it's over there. It's in my bio. Like, it's a respectful thing that dog owners generally don't get into, you know, like they, it actually adds, it makes me think that they're like, they understand the world. They know reality. Like, whereas the team being we, there's a, like, I don't need my Sunday ruined by a loss. Like, and I'm a sports fan, like, but I don't, it's never been my style. How about you guys?
It doesn't, the sports team, we doesn't bother me at all. So because of that, I think I have to pick the pet Instagram. Mm. But like, I'm kind of with you on that one though. Like that, I don't think either of these are that bad. Unless, I guess, how are they using this pet's Instagram? Like if they are like all over the place and they're writing captions from the first person for this dog.
Yes. Yes. Writing from the dog's point of view, the Instagram is worse. I can't do it.
I think the same thing when people write from the first person for their baby.
Oh, I've seen that. It's crazy. I oh, can't believe, like, don't you always wonder, you're like, does no one talk to this person? Like, how, like, have they never spoken? Like when they are like, I love my new mom and dad. It's like, oh my God, what? When did this happen to you?
But I blinked and how do I follow this person?
Right.
Okay. I have two that is similar to what you guys just said. All right. Ready? Referring to themselves in third person or talking in a baby voice.
When are they using the baby voice?
Not specific. Anytime. Obviously anything other than talking to a baby.
Third person is worse. I agree. I can understand how you've been misled to think that this sounds cute when you talk like a baby. Like I can understand how, you know, like it's like a heroin addict. Like I can understand, like you tried it once, it got the best of you. Now you're a drug addict. The baby voice to me, you can go down as you did it once. You got a good reaction. People laughed and now it's become a part of your thing. And now you're a baby voice addict. I don't understand the other, like the other one talking in the third person. I don't know when that would ever start without you being a piece of shit.
When would you ever get positive reinforcement for having used the third person?
Right. The baby voices might have, you're right. That's the best way to put it. Yeah.
All right. I'll just do two more here. I'll be honest. I think for this, I feel like one of these, I can't even think of something like equivalent to put it against, but all right. So here's the two. Fact checking, like Googling something on the spot to prove a point, or asking, so why are you single?
So why are you single, person?
I made a visceral reaction.
Right, right. That person, like, it's almost like this, like, it's almost like, have you not been in public in 2023? Like, we're past the point of like not knowing. Like, it's a, you know, to me, when you say it that way, like, you have tried to not be a part of the conversation. It's like in the same way, it's like when people talk about children. Like, did you guys watch Love is Blind?
Yes.
Well, Vanessa Lachey this past season on the reunion, she's like, so when are the babies? And you're like, do you not live amongst human beings? Like, you know, these questions are rude. These questions are from another time. Like, I can't believe you exist today. Same with the, how are you still single person? You go, and I know I'm being, it is touchy from our end, but it's like, I just don't understand how you got here. Like how you can afford health insurance. Like, I don't know how you like exist. You know, like the other one I can understand. What was the other one?
Fact checking. Someone who like,
yeah,
specifically like if you say something, they go, I don't think that's true. And they Google it right in front of you.
That's fine to me. I yearn for efficiency. So like that's actually I'm okay with that. Yeah. Like, let's get to the answer. Like, I don't mind being wrong.
If we're wondering something, let's find out.
Right. Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, see, both of these annoyed me equally.
Really? That's crazy.
I hate that. Because I just imagine that person like at a party and someone says something, they're like, I don't think that's true. And they pull out their phone. I'd be like, could you knock it the fuck off? Like, right. Just get along with people, you know? Like, shut up. We can look at it later and make fun of them.
But the problem is, at least that person's, the good part is that person is putting themselves in a position to go, you know, oh, I guess you're right. You know, like, there's no vulnerability in how are you still single? It's like, well, how are you married to the person that you hate? You know, you can't come back to that. You can't say that back to them. So, like,
yeah. Or, like, true. I think naturally we think of all the, like, questions that kind of follow the so why are you single or comments.
Right.
Like, I actually recently had someone say, like, oh, so, like, why are you single? And then they said, clearly you're attractive. I was like, yeah, I never said I wasn't attractive. Like, right, I literally looked at him and was like, what? Where the fuck did that come from?
I guess my personality sucks. What do you want me to say?
Yeah I guess I guess my personality is terrible. I guess, you know,
how are you in a relationship while talking to people that way? Like, who would date you? That's what I would like. That's my question to them.
Right. I feel like a fun female answer to this would be just going, oh, I thought you were my boyfriend. And just watch their face like fucking panic.
I thought we were dating. Yeah.
Be like, great. I thought, but you're my boyfriend. They, like, just hold a steady stare and just see what they do. They'll be like, oh, I, you know. Maybe that'll be my new answer if I ever get that question.
I want to do that.
Like, right? All right. Well, I think we got to wrap. This has been fun, though. Thank you so much for coming on, Jared.
A blast. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And if you haven't watched this special yet, you absolutely have to. You need to. It's so good. And on the vulnerability point, there are so many bits of yours that you really are coming from a vulnerable place, and it's still so funny and also so relatable. So many things you said. I watched it with my roommate. We were dying. Loved it.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to hear. Thank you.
It's so good. So yeah, 37 and Single on Netflix, everyone. I like, you know those situations where you see trailers for movies and you're like, oh, I wonder if the movie's going to be as funny as the stuff they showed in the trailer. So I had seen a couple of the clips that you posted on your Instagram. And I had that thought, you know, like, oh, I wonder if the whole thing is that funny.
Thank you so much.
I was dying the whole time.
Thank you. That means a lot to you. Yeah, I don't know if I translate in clip form. I think it goes together. There's a story being told. So it means a lot. Like, that means a lot to hear. Thank you.
No, they've been great. You talk about the setups. You talk about the icks. You talk about dealing with, like, bringing someone home to your family. Specifically, my roommate died at the girl that doesn't like fish because that's her. Died. But she's at least tried the fish, as you make the point.
Right.
But
just try it
died
once.
Laughing. But even if you are the people that you're referring to in the special, you will find it funny. Like, that's how good it is. That's truly good comedy. When you're like, I'm not offended, I'm cracking up, he's talking about me. I am that person. I am chicken fingies, you know? So anyway, and if you're not following Jared, Jesus, follow him. You're touring all over. I've opened for you. It's always great. Always a fun time.
Thank you.
So check them out, jaredfreed.com for shows and at Jared Freed, social media. So thank you again, and we'll talk to you guys next week.